Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a classic re-space in Ableton Live 12, and then we're going to sequence it with that chopped vinyl, breakbeat-heavy character that feels right at home in jungle and old-school DNB. The goal here is not just to make a bass sound. We want the bass to move like a record, gritty low-end, a little analog instability, rhythmic slicing, and that call-and-response energy with the drums. So think less smooth synth line and more edited performance, like something chopped out of an old sampler and dropped back into the mix. Start by setting your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a more old-school jungle feel, start around 170 or 172. If you want a tighter modern roll, 174 is a solid choice. Create a few tracks, one for your drum break, one for kick, one for snare or clap if you're layering, one for the re-space, and maybe one for atmospheres or effects if you want a little extra mood. Now bring in a breakbeat. An Amen-style break, think, or any funk break will instantly place the bass line in the right context. If you're programming your own drums, make sure the snare has enough weight on the backbeat or in that broken pattern that still gives the ear something to lock onto. Loop 2 or 4 bars, turn on the metronome, and let the groove breathe. Now let's build the re-space patch. For this, Waveeatable is a great stock choice in Ableton, because it gives you clean control over detune, movement, and filtering. Drop Waveeatable onto the re-space track and start with 2 saw waves. Use Oscillator 1 on a basic saw, and Oscillator 2 on the same kind of saw. Detune Oscillator 2 slightly, just a little fine-tuning, maybe plus 5 to 12 cents. You're not trying to make a huge super saw. A re-space is really about controlled beating, that slow, gritty interference between the oscillators. Keep the unison subtle. 2 to 4 voices is usually enough. If you go too wide too fast, it starts drifting into trance territory, and we want old-school pressure, not giant festival width. Set the amp envelope with a fast attack, short decay, fairly high sustain if you want held notes, or lower sustain if you want more of a stabby feel. Release should be short to medium, just enough so notes don't click off unnaturally. Next, add a low-pass filter. For a dark re-space, keep the cutoff fairly low, maybe somewhere around 120 to 300 Hz to start. If you want more growl and mid-range bite, open it up more, maybe 400 to 900 Hz. Add drive if the filter has it, because a little saturation before or inside the filter path can make the sound feel much more alive. For jungle and old-school DNB, the darker bass tone is often the better starting point. We can bring the motion in later. Now, the re-space movement. A re-space lives on motion. In Waveeatable, assign an LFO to the filter cutoff. Try a synced rate like half notes, quarter notes, or eighth notes depending on how fast you want the pulse to breathe. Use a smooth waveform, like sine or triangle, so the movement feels fluid rather than choppy. Keep the modulation subtle to medium. We want it nasty, not seasick. You can also add a second mod source to oscillator fine pitch, resonance, or Waveeatable position if you want a little more instability. The key is restraint. In this style, the motion should feel intentional and a bit haunted, not like an obvious wobble effect. If you want extra aggression, you can always shape the movement more later with auto filter or an envelope after the synth. Now let's build a strong processing chain. A really useful stock chain for this style is saturator, auto filter, overdrive or pedal, compressor or glue compressor, EQ8, optional drum bus and utility. Start with saturator. A few dB of drive, maybe 2 to 6, can bring out harmonics before the tone gets filtered and shaped. Keep soft clip on if it helps control peaks. Then use auto filter to darken or animate the tone. Low pass mode, a fairly steep slope, and just enough resonance to give it some attitude. This is a great place to automate the cutoff for phrase changes later on. Overdrive or pedal can add that ripped speaker, old tape energy. Use it carefully. The goal is to enhance the mid-range and edge, not destroy the sub. After that, a compressor or glue compressor can help stabilize the bass so it stays consistent in the mix. We usually want only a few dB of gain reduction, nothing too heavy. Then use EQA to clean things up. If there's unnecessary rumble below the useful sub-range, trim it. If the tone gets muddy, carve a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If you need the re-space to speak more clearly on smaller speakers, a careful boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help. Then, if needed, use drum bus for extra grit and presence. And finally, utility to control width and keep the low end centered. That last part matters a lot. A big stereo bass can sound exciting in solo, but in mono it can collapse fast. So keep checking your mono compatibility as you go. Now to the fun part, the MIDI pattern. This is where we make the bass feel chopped and vinyl-like. A chopped vinyl bassline is not usually a smooth melody. It feels more like slices, stabs, gaps, and answers. So don't think in long singing phrases. Think in chunks. Start with a 2-bar MIDI clip. Pick notes that fit your key. If you're in F minor or D minor, for example, use the root, 5th, octave, minor 3rd, and maybe the flat 7th for tension. Program a pattern with a short note on beat 1, another stab shortly after that, then some space for the snare. Add an answer phrase on the offbeat, maybe on the end of 2, then another note on 3, and a small pickup into the next bar. Keep note lengths short. A lot of the character here comes from notes being shorter than you'd normally write in a regular bass line. Use 16th or 8th note lengths most of the time, and then occasionally let one note hang a little longer, so the phrase has contrast. That contrast is what makes it sound edited instead of gridlocked. Velocity matters too. Make the strong notes really strong, and let the ghost notes sit lower. That uneven dynamic feels more like someone chopped and retriggered samples by hand. It gives the line a human, slightly unstable feel, which is exactly what we want. If you want even more chopped vinyl energy, duplicate the clip and manually edit it. Remove one note, shift another, add a tiny gap, or repeat a note for a little machine gun burst. This mimics sample chopping really well. Another great trick is to bounce the resto audio. Freeze and flatten it, or resample it, turn warp on, and then slice the audio into smaller chunks. Rearranging those slices can make the bass feel like it came from a dusty old break record rather than a synth patch. Ableton's Groove Pool is a huge help here too. A light swing groove, maybe somewhere around 55-60% feel, and apply it gently to the MIDI clip. Don't overdo the randomization. The point is to make it feel human and a little loose, not sloppy. In old school jungle, the groove usually has tension, but it still feels locked to the break. And that brings us to the most important part. The bass has to respect the drums. In this style, the bass is part of the drum edit. It should sound like it's cut in around the break, not just sitting on top of it. Leave space under the snare. Don't crowd the kick and the bass in the same exact moments if it starts turning muddy. A lot of the power in jungle comes from what happens before and after the snare. So write bass answers that resolve just after the backbeat. That's where the energy really lands. If the pattern feels too busy, simplify it. A strong bass line in jungle can be surprisingly sparse if the phrasing is right. Sometimes one great stab in the right gap says more than a dozen notes. Check the loop at low volume too. If the rhythm still feels exciting when the level is downed, that's a good sign the phrasing is doing the work. If it disappears, you may be leaning too much on tone instead of movement. Now let's add that final grime. Stock Ableton gives you some great tools for this. Vinyl distortion can add crackle and warp style texture. Redux can bring in lo-fi digital crunch, but use it sparingly. Erosion adds dust and high-frequency dirt. Saturator is still your friend for warmth. You can set up a return track or a parallel chain with dirtier processing and blend it in underneath the clean bass. That often gives you the best of both worlds. A solid low end with a rough edge top layer. Automation is where the arrangement starts to breathe. Move the filter cutoff in phrase endings, push the drive a little harder into a transition, open the stereo width slightly for a lift, or bring in a bit more dirt on the last bar before a drop. The trick is to automate intention, not chaos. Dark DNB often sounds best when the filter movement feels like a phrase, almost like the bass is speaking. For arrangement, think in 8-bar ideas. Maybe the first 2 bars are just hints of the bass. Then the full Reese phrase enters. Then you add one more note or a variation. Then on the final 2 bars, you open the filter a little or throw in a chopped fill. That kind of progression keeps the loop alive and DJ-friendly. You can also use a classic jungle move, mute the bass for half a bar before the phrase resets, then slam it back in. That little drop-out and return moment is huge. A few quick teacher-style reminders before we wrap this section up. If the Reese feels too wide, pull it back. Mono compatibility matters more than size. If the low end is fighting the kick, carve space with EQ and keep the sub centered. If every note has the same length and velocity, it'll sound like a loop, not a performance. And if you pile on too many effects before the core sound is working, you'll lose control of the groove. Build it in layers, and let the rhythm do some of the heavy lifting. Here are a couple of advanced moves if you want to push it further. Split the bass into a clean sub layer and a dirty mid bass layer. Keep the sub simple, mono, and clean, and make the mid layer more distorted and a little wider. That gives you club weight without losing clarity. You can also resample your bass phrase, then chop it like audio, shift a slice a little early or late, reverse a tiny section, or trim the transient, to create that sampled record illusion. A tiny pitch flick at the start of some notes can also make it feel more like an old sampler being triggered than a synth being played. For a great practice session, try this. Set the project to 172 BPM. Build a wavy-table Reese with two saw oscillators, slight detune, a low-pass filter, and mild saturation. Program a four-bar loop using only the root note, minor third, fifth, and octave. Make sure there are at least two short stabs per bar, one gap per bar, and one repeated note or pickup. Apply a light groove from the groove pool, add saturator, auto filter, EQ8, and utility, then bounce the loop to audio and create one chopped variation. Make one version dark and restrained, and another version more aggressive and distorted. Compare both against your breakbeat and see which one hits harder.